happiness breakthrough.
America, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. This is where we have our nightly powwows and solve the problems of the world, if only. I'm going to give you my digits right at the top, so when you want to chime in, you got that number in your brain. This is a smart audience, and I know you can memorize it. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. One thing that we haven't done a good job of is electing politicians who know how to count. I think that they all failed math. I don't understand. Here we are back in the same old argument over taxes again. And, oh, if you make over $250,000, you got to pay. This is a stick-up. We want your money. We want your money now. Because we got to even things out. But really, the middle class is going to get just as stuck, which you could argue about the 250 too, by the way, depending on where you live and how many kids you have. So, and that's what they're doing there. They took away our spa and our spa music. And so here's the thing. While you think about this for a few seconds, and you think about the annual income of 250 in like Los Angeles with seven kids, I can tell you what that would really translate in terms of dollars. But let's say you've got somebody making $50,000, $60,000, $75,000 in the household, and there's four people, whatever it might be. The bottom line is you're still going to feel, you would still feel a pinch because the Bush tax cuts, the extended tax cuts, are going to get thrown back in. So you're probably going to feel anywhere from $2,000 or more dollars. And, yeah, it was supposed to be temporary, and, yeah, it's money that was taken out of Social Security to get things jumping again. But it's also less money that consumers are going to be spending, and this is typical. Because the politicians can't add things up correctly, we get into these deficits. We put Band-Aids over everything, and then we have our backs against the wall where we're arguing about tax cuts. Check out the Senate Minority Leader, Mitch McConnell, and the Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid, on the tax cuts.
The president has a nightmarish economic record, a nightmarish economic record. By demanding higher taxes on the few, he's trying to direct attention.
In fact, fabulously rich so-called small business owners like Kim Kardashian and Paris Hilton could qualify for these wasteful giveaways.
See, now that's the extreme examples. Well, of course, they're making millions of dollars if you're trying to go after the gazillionaires that are on reality TV or they just have a famous face. But the bottom line is, it's a very loose scale that they're talking about anyway, and I believe that it's going to cost more jobs. Besides the whole idea of pitting one group of people against another group of people, just like the Occupy thing, we are the 99%ers versus the 1%ers. Besides that, and who cares about the whole class warfare thing, let's put that aside, it's going to cost some jobs because what are we doing to encourage economic growth? And the answer is not much. We're not doing enough to do that. So if you put this so-called huge tax hike on wealthier Americans, then, and Obama vows to veto any legislation that doesn't do that, then what? This is what we're saying, basically. And what does it solve? The revenue, the money that you get by the tax increase on the so-called wealthiest Americans doesn't even do anything to the debt. Does nothing to the debt. Doesn't make a dent in it. So instead it'll cost jobs because if you're a small company, which that's the backbone of America, You got to make money up in your business. Your taxes are going to go up next year. Your taxes are going to go up. You can't afford to keep however many people on the payroll. You're going to have to lay at least somebody off. I know that's going to happen. The mom and pop stores, I already know in my own neighborhood, I've talked to people. People that are struggling, that weren't struggling, but have said that they've had to lay off people that work for them because they know that they're going to pay more and they can't afford it. When they start to balance it out, we're not even talking about greed is good and we have a vacuum cleaner and we're sucking up every dollar off the ground we can. We're talking about keeping the doors open. So guess what? Some people are going to go and I'm going to work more. So the fiscal cliff, we're dangling off of it even more. You have to grow an economy, you have to get away from big government. You do. I don't see how there's any other way around this. It's the people in the private sector, the small business people, these entrepreneurs that are so big right now that are going to create some of these jobs. So we got the debt ceiling again. This is before the election. We have the economy stalled. We have millions of Americans who are unemployed, millions of Americans who are underemployed. And I don't want to be in the chaos that Europe's in. Do I think it gets to that extreme? I'm going to say no, but I hope not. I wouldn't guarantee that based on some of the struggles that we've seen. And now the idea is, okay, well, more regulations. We're going to go after people who don't have health care, and that's going to help pay. This is going to help fund all the things that we need moving into the future. All the new people that will be part of the exchanges that a lot of the states don't want. Let's just say there's a lot of problems out there, and it all goes back to the dollar. It all goes back to the economy. It all goes back to jobs. It all goes back to policies. You've got to create those jobs. Have to do it. How can new businesses add to their payrolls when they can't afford it? They can't afford the supplies. They can't afford the taxes. Startup businesses. I mean, you got to start somewhere, right? You're not even getting the loans. I didn't mean to get on the soapbox here, but that was a big part of what went down in Washington. Coming up next on America Tonight, we're going to have a conversation with Saul Albaum. He comes on a couple of times a month and really breaks it down for us. Saul does a terrific job, digs up all kinds of notes, things that you probably could find if you had tons of hours on top of tons of hours to dig through and put things together the way that only Saul can do. He does absolutely an amazing job in looking at economic factors and sometimes how to look at the bright side of what's going on in America, what's going on in the world, what's happening with the so-called recession. Are we headed into a recession? We'll talk about that. And also the Fed, Barclays, and what did Barclays know or didn't know, and why you care, and do you know what Barclays is? We're going to talk about that and jobless claims and all that stuff next with Saul Albaum, who joins us from Oslo, Norway. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Modern technology, we're going to Oslo, Norway. In the wings, we spare no expense. Well, sometimes in our virtual green room, my pal Saul Album joins us to talk about all kinds of things financial. Hey, Saul, what's shaking in your world?
Hey, Kate. As always, you can fight authority, but you can't fight the Fed. And we're having a lot of fun out here. Actually, we're on our way to take a vacation, Kate. It's a European
Woo-hoo!
Thing where you just take off for 4 weeks. And so we're going to take about half of that and travel up the coast of Norway, see some lovely cities over here.
Cool. And that's true. It is a European thing that no matter what, it's about living your life. I know that from when I was there. And they think we're crazy in America that we live to work, but they do the opposite. That it's about living more than working there. I used to get in those arguments all the time with people. Do you hear that when people say, oh, you're an American?
Yeah, it's usually from my wife. You know, what's wrong with you? Get out of here. What's wrong? Yeah, no, when you're in the bars, it's, you know, we have a better life. Okay, so you have an extra car. But so we have a better life, and you know they do. In all honesty, you have to be look at the facts and be honest with them. And here in Norway, they really do. They do. When you have enough oil money, it's you can take off 4 weeks mandatory vacation. It's actually written into the law. You have to have minimum 4 weeks and paid.
I love that. Oh, I love it. Let's get that law in the United States. Can you imagine? So, speaking of jobs and work, boy, jobless claims came in pretty weak. You sent me a table, and by the way, all this information will be available on PressForce. So if you go to the website, Saul has compiled incredible charts and whatnot. You can get them for yourself and look at them even closer. Go to Press 4, and you say the keyword is Saul Album, and you'll get them. So jobless claims, negative, and the whole chart that you sent me, all of the information are pretty weak, huh?
Yeah. So we're having all of these economic numbers come in, and about three-fourths of them are negative. The unemployment rate is now heading steady at 4.2%. Labor Department numbers said that they dropped, that the people filing for unemployment dropped 14,000 from last year, but it's still not good. It's still not the labor market that we need to get out of the recession. Now, I'm not saying I have a different policy subscription than the current administration. However, as an analyst and as an advisor here for America Tonight, I can tell you right now that there's 5.8 million people collecting unemployment benefits. 8.2% rate is just not very good. It's very tough out there. However, there is a little good news, and this just pinged my radar, Kate. So right now that there were 3.6 million job openings in April. This is a couple months ago. So it's showing that there's still decent job growth, that there's still opportunity in there. So this goes along with our thesis, Kate, that the Fed's going to just print all the money it takes to keep the economy okay. All right. So things are still okay. They're not super terrible. At the same time, again, just reiterate that most of the rates are still coming in negative, and it looks like, though, it's not going to be too bad, but looks like we're going to dig into a little bit deeper of a recession, Kate. The market has dropped to only about 5% above January 1 rate. So you look back the last 6-7 months, it's gone up about 15%. This is about the Dow Jones Industrial. And now it's only about up 5. So what that signals is over the next 6 months, and the market usually looks about 6 to 9 months ahead, we're going to hit some rough patches out there. So everybody listening just needs to buckle down the hatches just a little bit more and try to, you know, do their best to get a second job, keep saving, and keep making wise choices with their finances.
Yeah, that's good advice. So when you say that about the Dow and battening the hatches, should people then, you know, this is the question people ask, because as I always say, it's like legalized gambling. Should, you know, people get panicked and roll things into cash, or should they just really do their homework and pay attention and watch and see where things are moving with whatever stocks they might have?
You know, that's a great question, and it gets down to the fundamentals. And on the next segment, Kate, I kind of wanted to talk about this type of fundamental challenges in finance. But as far as just make it relevant to the listeners, as the market's already dropped, so it may drop a few more points. So I'm saying it's okay if you hold on for the next month or so, okay? And over the next few months, the next month or two, the rates, the market looks like it's not going to drop too much more. So it would be actually a little bit of a buying opportunity. And so, again, we're living in what I call a rent-seeking economy. And what that means is that this is just a terrible term that economists came up with. It's called rent-seeking. Okay, so if you ever talk to economists, use the term rent-seeking, and then their eyes will light up. Now, what does this mean? This means that instead of going out and being productive, instead of looking for jobs, that you try to game the system. You try to bribe politicians to get you money. You want politicians that set up regulations that give your industry cash. So we live right now, our stock market is rent seeking. So as it goes down, the Fed will continue to print money and continue to do all these activist policies, twist, QE, to keep things okay. So that's why when you have me come on, I'm not, I'm bearish, but I'm not too bearish. Does that make sense, Kate? Because I know
it does make sense. It does make sense, absolutely. And you know, in you and how you lay it out, you know, it's about the news. It's what's happening in the world. What are we seeing in the world? And you wanted to talk about that. What are we seeing in the world as we watch what was happening with Europe?
Sure. So what we're seeing is the German court is currently reviewing the constitutionality of these bailout programs. So you have the big kahunas on the block. You have Spain and Italy, which are getting to the point where they can't pay their debt, and they need someone to bail them out while they get their house in order. It's like your son or your daughter coming back to you after college and saying, "Hey, Mom, I need some help. Can you front me some cash while I find a job?" That's what they're doing. So the German court is trying to figure out whether this is constitutional, where they can set up their country for bailing them out or taking the liability. And it's a difficult decision, and we don't know, at least I don't know, what they'll rule. Now, if you think yes, then they'll continue the bailout. They'll have more of the same, and debts will go up, and more concentration of risk will go to Germany. But if not, it just kind of accelerates our timeline, where these guys have to start making dramatic cuts, and then profits and businesses will go down. So right now, the way to measure this is the bond yields for Spain and Italy, which will be the risk. So if Spain and Italy came to you and said, "Hey, you want to buy our debt so you bail us out?" Well, right now it's pushing 7%. That's starting to be too expensive, and was down a little bit below on the good news that the German court will probably say this is okay. And just a little side note, it passed through Parliament with nearly 3/4 of the vote. So in those countries, you can make something constitutional just by passing it with such a supermajority. Of course, in the U.S., you have all kinds of different hoops you have to jump through, like state. So that kind of automatically makes it. So another fun news, Kate, Poland has decided that it's going to start slowing the process to joining the EU. Big surprise in the country. Hey, this might not be for us. And then China, of course, is saying they're having a big slowdown. And who the heck knows what's going on over there with the numbers? That's just a big mystery to me, and I just really be careful when you're getting into China and Russia, because God knows what's happening over there with the real numbers. I say they're growing 7%. They got bridges to nowhere. You know, we have bridges to nowhere. They have cities. They have like whole cities that are nowhere. So that's going to be some huge problems.
Something to watch. Okay, coming up on the flip side, we're going to talk about brokerages most likely to fail, Saul says. Also, what he was mentioning earlier, challenges of the financial industry. We'll get to that coming up next here on ATN.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now. Save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99 and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
With Saul Album, who's in Norway. Always fun to talk about what's happening with our world from a financial sense and historically and just life in general of where we're headed with Saul. Saul, you had some great charts that talked about our total global debt and the global debt GDP, and I was looking at it, and you know, from what there's no doubt about it, everybody knows this number. You know, we're about $16 trillion in the United States in the whole. We'll hit, and I've said this, we'll hit $20 billion in 5 years. Wow, how do you keep pace with that? That's ridiculous.
You know, Kate, well, apparently it's called a compounding growth rate, and our debt is compounding at 11%. So there you go.
That's nuts, isn't it? So
yeah,
what?
Go ahead. The real challenge is, Kate. Sorry, Kate. Yeah, the real challenge is, when it comes to the debt, is that when we start hitting interest rate normality, and we talked about this with Japan, because right now they're paying they're paying less than us. They're paying about 1%. We're paying 2%, 1%, and 0%, near 0% for our short-term debt, is what happens when that hits of 5%. We have to start paying 5%. It's like when we talked about in the other segment, when your kids come back and they need a loan, and you give them a little loan to bail out your kids, you say, oh, you pay me back at 5%. And, well, let's say we did that with the government. If we owe $20 trillion and we have to pay 5%, well, 5% of that is $1 trillion in interest. That means, Kate, if we start paying normal interest, $1 trillion a year has to come out just to pay the interest alone on our national debt in 5 years.
Wow.
This is a part of the segment. The University of IE over in Madrid asked me to put together a little presentation for the challenges facing the global market. And I thought that, and the financial market, excuse me. So I thought that, we could use this, and I put it together, and I said, hey, let's just put it online, too, and we could use this as a medium for that. So the big thing is what I would say is that for our challenges moving forward, and we can use this and talk about kind of personal finance next segment or we come on or next time we come on. But really is that, Kate, is that the government and global regulation has all failed. It's all of it. And we've talked about this before. And my policy subscription, of course, is to simplify and move to making fraud illegal. Okay, like we just had the LIBOR gate we just didn't get a chance to talk to, where the big banks are manipulating LIBOR to benefit their trading. Okay, so this is just LIBOR is an average of what it costs for banks to loan each other in London. And people say, okay, well, if you're going to loan a bank, it's going to cost you 1%, 2%, 3%, I'll charge you a little bit more. So there's $800 trillion going up to, I don't even know what comes after trillion anymore. Okay, so whatever that number is after trillion, there's that much money dependent on this. So, and it turns out that our Fed knew about it because they wanted lower LIBOR rates because they wanted to juice the economy, okay? So lower rates means more investment, so that makes them look good. So we need to admit that that it's all failed. Are you with me, Kate?
I'm listening. We have to admit that it all failed, like you said. And the fact is that most people don't – you gave a great explanation. A lot of people would have no wouldn't even have any idea about that. I mean, that's you're getting out the shovel and you're digging deep for us. That's great, because I think a lot of people aren't even aware of that.
Yeah, and they're not even aware of that. Okay, so there's also political control of our financial institutions. And what do you mean by that is Securities Act of 33, 34, and 40. And this is any stockbroker out there listening had to learn these things. These basically regulate the ingoings of security market, how stock markets are set up, what you can get away with, how you're going to sell stuff. Sarbanes-Oxley, which you're more familiar with, Kate. And then like laws like the Affordable Home Act. You remember this is saying that,
yeah.
Oh, well, the banks need to lend to people that may not necessarily afford houses. It's all completely distorting the financial markets.
Mm.
And secondly, is all these regulations are giving the illusion of safety in the stock market. That's why in the last segment you just asked me, it's gambling, isn't it? And I'm like, yes, it is.
Yeah. That's what it is. You're absolutely right. And so I guess the best protection is you have to be on top of it yourself. It's just like healthcare. You're in charge of your own healthcare. You're in charge of your own finances, baby. Don't rely on somebody else unless it's somebody you work with, really know, and they have a good rep. And it's like you said, brokerage houses are dead, basically. And it's because of all these things that we've talked about.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. They're getting crushed. Yeah, they're getting crushed through regulation. It's good you mentioned the brokerage houses, Kate, because right now the five too big to fail banks, okay, the five biggest banks before the financial crisis had about 43% of all assets. Okay, we have all the charts here, so you go to Press 4 with Kate, and you can get all these charts, get all this information here, and now have 53% of all bank deposits. So all the bailouts did, and all this banking regulation did, is concentrate risk, squeeze out the smaller players. We have more systemic risk because of the interventionalism. It's worse now, and it could be a lot better. So there's 4,000 broker dealers in the U.S. and now half of them are not even active. So, again, you have larger concentration of risk. Now, what does that mean for our listeners? Well, that means you can't go in and understand what the heck these banks are doing. So these banks are publicly traded. These brokerage firms are publicly traded. I can't go in and understand where the skeletons are buried, where the risks are, where right. the derivatives are, right? We talked about, I don't know where their derivatives are and who's the counterparties. I don't know if they could blow up tomorrow. I can't recommend banks or financial stocks on the radio.
Right, because you think, I mean, even you're saying the big ones, Bank of America, J.P. Morgan, we saw what just happened there, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, who knows?
Yeah, I mean, you can't take it all in. Anyone who says, maybe except for the very top bank analysts, and I would even doubt them, understand or can know where the bodies are buried, where the problems are. You can't. They don't disclose it. You know, how their capital, their safety capital is linked. Another problem coming out with the financial industry is that because of the Fed pushing down interest rates so low, the banks and the financial companies are going to get smashed when we go back to interest rate normality. So right now, 2%, 3% is great, and you know your homeowners are doing a great job getting if they can actually have a job and afford a home. They are getting low interest rates. That's great, right? But the banks that are forced now to own those mortgages are going to get crushed. So let me give you an example. Someone owns if a bank owns a mortgage now, it's paying 4%. Let's say things get really bad and interest rates go up. And now there's the normal rate is 8%, okay? That means they've seen a near half reduction, a haircut, in that value of that mortgage. So if I make a loan to you at 5%, and then interest rates go up to 10, that loan is worth just about half of what it is because you get half the interest rate, half, okay, plus the principal. So right now there's ticking time bombs on all the financial companies.
Yes, absolutely. Massive ticking time bombs. And like you said, you go from that to the banks, and then I was looking at another chart where you talk about record corporate profits in a financial crisis, and man, that chart going from the 40s, but really 50s, you see the red line just goes up. So what's up with that? The U.S. recessions, looking at where we're headed, which you mentioned before.
Sure, and that we're in recession, we're the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression. And the financial and the corporate profits are up. So this is the problem with the inflation is that you don't know where it's going. And the chart above it, we have the income distribution disparity, where the bottom 90% of the U.S. has not gained income as far as purchasing parity in the last 30 years, and the top 1% is up 90%.
Yeah, so, boy, and you talk about the bottom. The bottom percent, would you say bottom 30% minus negative numbers overall?
Yeah. Yeah. So these policies that we think are doing well in finance are actually making things worse. Now, the CEO pay, it's a whole other discussion. There's a big study coming that just came out about that, saying that it's justified, and I think that is. But in general, the policies that have come out in finance have benefited the rich, benefited the super corporations and left us behind. And Kate, I'm a financial guy, okay? I believe in free trade and free market, and I've seen the evidence, and to me it's compelling. The problem is, and the challenge facing finance coming up, is that these policy prescriptions have completely distorted everything. And we live in a hall of mirrors where we don't know the true rate of risk. Inflation is pushing up corporate profits. Mm. You can't judge what's profitable or not.
Mm.
And it's turning our population into groups of rent seekers where Barack Obama and Mitt Romney now have to raise $1 billion plus to be able to control the presidency because there's so much capital at stake.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, we've been talking about that. What does it take to be the president? You got to make some money to do that for sure. So, Album, always a pleasure. You can get his charts. You get Press 4. Go to AmericaTonight.net. Keyword Saul Album. Saul, thanks. We'll talk to you again.
You got it, Kate.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
All right, coming up on America Tonight in just a few minutes, we're going to go to the mailbag. I always say this, and maybe I don't need to keep qualifying it, but thanks for the emails, because one thing this audience does is you pound me with emails. I think you're trying to bury me with your thoughts. And I like it, though. It's good, because you're thinking about stuff that's being said, and then you maybe take a day or two to nosh on it. And you throw out those emails. Nobody sent any emails about the All-Star Game because nobody cared. A little sports shorts moment here. The All-Star Game, the National League whipped up on the American League. 8-0. 8-0 was the final score. I guarantee the ratings are going to be lousy for Fox. I mean, it's fun to see the different guys play on, you know, play with others that they're not normally on the field with. But let's face it, it's just a little promotional show for Major League Baseball, and it wasn't even it wasn't even interesting. It was just way too lopsided. Most lopsided win ever, and the largest margin of victory for either side since 1983, when the American League won it 13-3. So how about that? Interesting game. Only three starting pitchers in the history of the All-Star game. Only three starting pitchers had allowed as many as five runs prior to this last one. We can go through all kinds of history, but why bother? It was boring. So if you didn't invest any time in watching the All-Star game, good for you, because you didn't really miss much. All right, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you. So, mail includes this from Frog. Really, it says Frog. Frog. Hello, Ms. Delaney. I listen to you in Austin every morning right before I get up and have my coffee and start my day. I love the show. I have to say that one of our fair-haired sons, Lance Armstrong, refuses to say die. Did you see the deal where he actually refiled his suit against the doping agency that's trying to drown him? Why don't they let it go? It doesn't matter at this point. Who cares? Why are they doing this? I don't know. Why ask why? It is a frog. It is a, to me, it is a fruitless endeavor. I don't understand. So he's doing the lawsuit again, and it's the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency that's going after him. And the U.S. District Court Judge Sam Sparks, who handled this, wrote that the case was full of irrelevant claims that will only increase media coverage of it. And it's going to stir up all kinds of hostility. Bah, 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 bah. The USADA is accusing Armstrong, of course, of using performance-enhancing drugs. He says he's never tested positive, which he hasn't. He's had over 500 tests, and he's never tested positive. But they're trying to get the big fish. That's what it is. So after 20 years, after everything that's happened, the 7 Tour de France's, that's what's going on here. They're trying to get him. They're trying to nail him, and they're saying that they have testimony from other riders, but we've heard that before. Tyler Hamilton. He did a CBS 60 Minutes interview. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. He tested positive twice, so he's one of the people that's going to testify. Regardless, I agree. Why bother? Why go there? Who cares? Who cares at this point? They couldn't get him on any of the tests, so be it. Then if he was doping, then he was great at beating the test, but I say you let it alone. Somebody has an axe to grind. And who that person is or why that deal is, I don't know, but that's what I believe. Here's another one. This one comes to us from Ben in Vermont. He says, Kate, have you seen how all these people are getting rid of their U.S. citizenship? The latest, I believe, was Denise Rich. She might be the most well-known. Her name always pops up back from the Clinton days when she was backing the Clintons. She's one of those socialite type of women. Yeah, she's the ex-wife of the commodities trader Mark Rich, who was pardoned by Bill Clinton for oil profiteering, remember? And that was after the tax evasion, after he ran off to Switzerland. And that was controversial for Clinton. But Denise Rich ditches citizenship. Yeah, absolutely. And she's living in London. So she's decided to be an expat. An expat. She's been gone, I think, for a year or two. Anyway, but big contributor to the Democratic Party. And yes, we are seeing, I saw something the other day about how many people were dumping out of their citizenship, and that's what you can take the money and bury it somewhere else, take your assets somewhere else. And if you've got tax rates that are high and you're looking for shelter, that's why she's doing it, I believe. That makes sense to me. So I hope that answers the question. I did see it. And we saw it last week. Somebody dug up a story, and they were trying to put together who was getting rid of their citizenship and how much money they had, that kind of stuff. Okay, let's move on to something else. This one from Chip, listening to us in Missouri. Kate, I think they're going to kill each other. They might as well get out the brass knuckles and just do hand-to-hand combat. on the Senate and the House floor anymore. It's about constant verbal tongue lashings. For goodness sake, how can any of these people get anything done together? How could they even hang out and have a beer together? It seems nothing but vitriol and venom coming out of the hallways of Congress. Yeah, it does seem clogged up. It does seem like nobody's been able to unsnake the drain, and it's gotten worse. So if we continue to go down this path, ultimately, what does it mean in our system, in a system that works so well? People could disagree, but they ultimately came together, and that's not happening as much, not coming together as much. Here's one from Kevin who says, wow, outsourcing, give me a break. Obama and Romney, like a pack of wild dogs going after the last meat bone, and this time it's outsourcing. Are you kidding me? You can nail both of them for outsourcing. It's as simple as that. So it's a wash. If the Obama people were hoping to get a boost from the comments, they won't see anything from it. And vice versa for Romney. He's not going to see anything either in terms of a bounce. Well, I think you're right. I think it's a wash, basically, on that. So I'll agree. I'll go along with it. I'll agree with that. That's probably just a wash at this point. Let's take another one. This one from Charles D., who's listening to us in Portland, Maine. And Charles says, boy, take a look around, Kate. It's unbelievable the things that are happening. The monopoly money that's being printed, the tug of war over taxes and where we're headed, the actual deficit ceiling. Do you think these bunch of boobs can handle what's happening on the legislative side? Well, if they're not handling what's on the legislative side, there's an easy solution. Don't re-elect them. Pay attention to who else is running, and if you have to, ask questions, because a vote is a vote is a vote, and it's power to the people, baby. Even if you don't think it, you definitely have some sway because of the people who want to be re-elected, because of those people. I got to mention quickly here at the end, as we really head for the finish line, Amelia strengthened. It's a Cat 4 hurricane now in the Pacific. Wow. In the Pacific. So no coastal watches or warnings have been issued, but I bet you that this is eventually going to hit land. And where is it going to hit? That's the question.
Crazy. Worse! How can they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell!
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFood's quick fix, easy to store food. For example, purchase a 1-year supply and get 5 Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.